What is good, motherfuckers? This is the Be Cool Podcast. Back. Guess who's back? Yes, we are back. This is the Be Cool Podcast. Back at it yet again. Back. No, we're not dead. They didn't get us. They couldn't hold us down. Nothing gonna stop us. Anything is possible. We are back, motherfuckers. We don't play no games. We take layoffs as they come. I had to take a break. Mentally had to take a break. Had to unwind from just the nonsense that can cradle up in the head. Take a little mental vacation, as it were. And just sit back and watch some of this stuff. You know, sometimes throughout the week, some the things that happen nationally, locally, in your interwebs, in your own interwebs of life. I'm not talking the internet. That's a fake place. Even though there's real shit on there, it is a fake place. It doesn't exist. I mean, it does exist, but let's let the real life shit real, you know, soak in for once in a while. So sometimes you got to take a mental checkout, a mental break. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. It's like people take the vacations. People take a lot of things. But you got to take a break for yourself once in a while. And sit back, relax, open your eyes, see what's real, see what's happening, tap in, get your, what do they say, touch grass, the young kids. Come on, man. Oh, man, touch grass, old man. Get out there in these streets, see what the fuck is going on. I'm out here roasting a little andouille sausage, about to eat some veggies and sausage to kick back, watch some of these bets hit on that DraftKings app. You know what it is, cashing out, never cashing in. Shout out to my man BD out there on those 2K streets making that legend status MVP. Trash basketball. We know what's up. We know what's out there. Fake superstars, fake MVPs. Only one way to play. Chase that great. And a lot of things have happened. It's been a month, 2 months, 3 months. Who knows how many months? I know Donald Trump counting them down those months because they're getting closer to each and every one of these felony court cases he's got to involve himself with. Politics or politics, Joe Biden just had a State of the Union. How proper it is that the podcast is returned on the aftermath of the State of the Union last night. A lot of words being said, a lot of people not happy, a lot of people happy. A lot of people mad, a lot of people glad, a lot of things to be said. We'll get into that at the end of the podcast, but one of the major things that happened was, for me anyway, that really got me riled up, and I was like, man, if I had an outlet, you know, if I had an outlet of some sort to be speaking on some of these things other than Twitter or Facebook or any other place I like to lay my little traps for you bottom feeders to go at each other. I try to on a daily basis. Love getting on the YouTube. Love getting on that X, old Elon Musk X. Very X-rated. Love getting on there, getting a little people riled up. Trying to get canceled. It's hard to. No one's clicking, if you know what I'm saying. I'm on that TikTok doing it hard. Doing it long. Daddy long stroke. But one of the major things that happened, I love the... Gotta love that transition. Only one in the business that can do it like me. I am the man. Shout out to Vince McMahon. He's having his troubles. Oh, man. The things I could say about that sick fuck. Nope. A lot of people let that go by. Nothing. Nothing there. No worries. Dana White slaps his wife at a New Year's Eve party. Who cares? He can still run the business, right? Dana White. Does White ring a bell? Kid Rock, Trump, Dana White. Joe Rogan looks like he's slipping in that little atmosphere. Not a good look. Not going to look good in history, boys. But what's Kid Rock give a fuck about? He's banned Pamela A. He's banged a fucking bunch of broads probably. But that stupid fuck. And he's not even a fucking rapper. He's a fucking... He's a strip club DJ. Let's get that right. Kid Rock. He's a cowboy, all right. Dumb fuck. But hey, what are you going to do every day? You know, Bud Light's back. Who would have thought Kid Rock couldn't have killed Bud Light? Bud Light's going to be here long after us. Long after this generation of misfits. Misfits and metal wearers. Transitioners. You got to do what you got to do in life, whatever makes you happy. But one of the major things that happened that got me riled up, like I said, got me feisty and feeling like I needed to say something, was the Bob Marley movie comes out. And you know I've spoken about Bob Marley, probably discussed a few things I've seen him in, such as documentaries. And maybe that tainted the process. But nonetheless, I mean, when they didn't have a Jamaican playing Bob Marley, what are we doing here? But anyway, I mean, if it was Denzel Washington, he might have been able to pull it off. Because Denzel's an actor. The scrub they got. This guy's from a Barbie fucking movie. They got him playing Bob fucking Marley. I seen an interview with this guy prior to the release talking about, I didn't want to do a rendition of Bob Marley. I wanted to just take the essence. I said, oh, hey, I like that. I like that idea. Because no one can replicate what that man was. Good or bad. We'll get into that. So the Bob Marley movie comes out. I see it a couple weeks later on the little highway of hell, the hijacking interwebs. Good quality. Wasn't the best quality, but you know what? It was a maybe for consideration quality, even though I think it was far after consideration, right? I think it had to come out before January. But anyway, let's not digress. Let's not digress, my friends. So maybe all of the information I know. Well, let me preface with this. Bob Marley, let's see here. I've known for, well, I've known about him, about his music, since I was a junior and a sophomore in high school, when one of my African-American studies teacher, I should say the one African-American studies teacher, played Bob Marley for us. We watched Roots, you know, got a little education, got to listen to the greatest hits album, got to hear all the good ones, you know, the ones that people enjoy the best when they're on vacation. But it wouldn't be until later on that, you know, you tap in, you get to see DVDs, the internet is exploding, so you get to see videos of Bob Marley perform and different kind of interviews he had with magazines, television shows, you know, live performances, and yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm happy that a Marley movie came out now to introduce his music and what he was talking about in his music and maybe a little knowledge of what another place was like that these people haven't heard about or known about or cared to hear about, unless it's about weed, are able to finally get introduced to Bob Marley and the Wailers. And that's probably the only thing they got across in this fucking movie, I'll tell you that. It's an abomination of what they did in this movie. The acting, not the worst. I'll give you a little bit of credit on this. But I mean, come on now. I don't think those were real dreadlocks. Let's just say that, my friend. You gotta have a Jamaican. You gotta have, you know, a son of one of the artists or a family member that's an actor that has some kind of connection to Bob Marley. That's the essence. You can't learn what essence is. You can't gather essence from the sky. Everyone has their own interpretation of what the essence is. An abomination to some actor. Or the actor is going to take the essence of one of the greatest songwriters and performers of all time. What a small span of life, or a small span of life he had, and music. So, what are we talking about here, folks? Just a young kid when he died. Plenty of baby mamas, white, black, Rastafarian. He didn't care. He fucked the Miss World from Jamaica lived at Hope Road. See, I know all the information, which maybe have tainted what this movie could have been for me or for what it is for other people. It might be a cute little Disney flick, but that's not what Bob Marley's music anyway. His music anyway was really about. Now, Bob Marley being a revolutionary, he's not a revolutionary. He wasn't in the political game. He made music about strife, about issues that him and his people have faced in their lives, sung about it, but he wasn't on the front lines. He wasn't political. They made him political when he was trying to do a free concert and he got shot and the politicians got involved. And then he had to get political, but he wasn't a guy who went to meetings with politicians to change anything that was going on in Jamaica at the time, in the 1970s and 1960s. Can be viewed as some places very dangerous. Is it that way now? Probably. Just like anywhere. Detroit, Chicago, New York. Open borders in Jamaica, you know what I'm saying? Build that wall, they say, some say. Build a wall, yeah, that's it. How about pass some laws, you fucking waste of time? These fucking politicians don't want to pass any laws, but want to complain about the issues. Or seem to complain. It's good to have that little clip on the news or on your campaign sticker. But fuck, we'll get to those dirty rats here in the State of the Union address. But the movie is what the movie is. To me, it's not good. It glazes over his life. I mean, it doesn't even start until he's getting shot. The night he gets shot. Like, what the fuck are we doing, man? What makes Bob Marley isn't when he got shot and after. That's a tiny little speckle of his life. What made Bob Marley to that? Bob Marley is from the day he was born to the day he was started recording music in Jamaica. Before he went to the United States and came back. That's what made up Bob Marley. That's what the essence of Bob Marley is. This shit just jumps into a dramatic gunshot and him doing a concert. I mean, never even mentions the woman he was fucking the whole time that has two of his children. Some of the more famous ones, I might add. Don't know what to say about that, but two whites don't make it right. You know what I'm saying? No, that two whites don't make it right, Johnny. And just a little cracker humor for you. Trying to let those crackers know I'm out there. I hear you, crackers. I hear you. You're complaining. I know. It's getting tough. Those immigrants, it's so bad out here. We're the cops. So this unfortunate movie just glazes over what Bob Marley is, what his real life was. I mean, all it showed him is having problems with Rita Marley, you know, his first real love woman who was there throughout his whole life on the deathbed, you know, still supports, you know, the Wailers' music, supports the legacy of Bob Marley, even with all his flaws, which another thing, you know, just removed from a movie. And I get it. Not every movie is supposed to be biographical. But you if you label something the name of the person you're doing the movie about, like if you do Gotti and you're not telling me, like, if you're not getting me something good out here, learning the people, then what the fuck are we doing? You put Marley on this, you better come and deliver. And it doesn't. It's subpar. It's garbage. In the end, it's garbage. It doesn't match up. If you really want to see something good about Bob Marley that's better, doesn't play like a documentary. It's the movie. It's Marley the documentary. Got to watch it. It's on I think you can watch it on YouTube for free with ads. But that documentary blows this movie to smithereens. It's not even a race. They're not even the same atmosphere. Same galaxy. No consideration. But it made me think while I was, you know, watching this movie and then again watching the documentary to make sure I was, you know, refreshed on what I had seen, you know, five times probably in total before, prior to that. Is the fact that Bob Marley was a musician who wrote revolutionary type of songs. You know, it's kind of like the way Tupac was. You know, maybe Tupac gathered some of that from, you know, the Black Panther movement, which his mom was a part of, but Bob Marley talked about strife. Obviously, he, you know, became Rastafarian, you know, maybe in his teens, early 20s. And he was a voice for Jamaica, but he got popular with Peter Tosh, Bunny Wailer, the Wailers, and, you know, making music, you know, like Trenchtown Rock, you know, Haile Selassie, great song, one of the best songs, a song that you never hear, Haile Selassie, gotta listen to that. That's the Iron of Judah, the Son of God. But the essence, they talk about this essence shit, man. Fuck you with that. You don't have that man's essence. That man cared more about just living life than taking care of himself. I mean, could he have survived skin cancer if, you know, he got his toe checked after he got it spiked by a London soccer player? Would that have done it? Or did skin cancer exist in him? And maybe eventually it would have not shown itself, but, you know, he passes away at the same rate. Could he have saved himself by cutting off his toe? Were some doctors wrong? It is what it is. I mean, that's life. He actually was able to live life from the tiny means he had as a infant, a toddler, to the strife in Kingstown as a teenager. You know, growing up in the worst of worst and not having anything and finding the ability to speak about love, passion, regret, change is something few people are able ever to do. Because usually you see that come back in anger and bitterness and hate. You know, Bob Marley's music is some of the best music I've ever heard in my life. I've heard a lot of music. You know, I'd love to do one of those review shows, like reaction video channels on YouTube, and get hundreds of thousands of plays. But you know what? I got to crack a Fresca. But you know what? I'm going to take a sip, too. Just bear with me. But you know what? I can't. Because I've listened to so many goddamn songs that I don't have a reaction anymore. But the most beautiful thing is like the perfect time when that song, perfect song comes on. It's a beautiful thing. And it's not songs you play because it's sunny outside. You play it because there's a nip in the air of a smell in the sky. Something that just hits you right. And you hear that one song. Could be anybody's song. Could be any song. Just saying, it plays at the right time. It's like a theme to that moment. And you'll always remember that. But you know why you remember it? Because it's a song that you enjoy. It's something that you love. Something you cherish. Something that gives you some kind of essence in life. But, you know, it's like similar to Pink Floyd. They had a way of a vibe, as the kids say, or the young dudes say, the young ladies say, give me a vibe, son. Give me a vibe, ho. But they give you feelings, you know. I don't have feelings. I mean, I have feelings, but I know that those are my feelings. Not everybody has the same feelings as I do about the things I give a fuck about. Like, no one's out here stressing about 2K other than me. You know what I'm saying? That's because I can't get on a basketball court every hour of the day. And I like the competition. And when I play basketball, when I do anything in life, I like to communicate. And sometimes, you know, in the heat of battle, communication can get, you know, to the point. I got time for no bullshit. If you're not out here trying to play defense, we don't have to talk about it. I'm just going to say, yo, pick it up. Or, you know, or good luck getting the ball from me. You shooting up, jacking up garbage ass shots out here. I can see what time it is out. You know, you want to look like you're going to shine, but you shine, we shine. We shine together. You shine, I shine, we shine together. Something like that. But, you know, it's a grown man's game out here. It's a grown man's game. So, you know, at the end, it's, you know, if you like Bob Marley, go watch the movie. Tell me what you think. You know, watch a documentary. Watch that movie. Tell me what you think. Give me a little review. Reese45MC, Twitter, Instagram. You know what the fuck it is. No one's checking on me. I've been gone for half a year. No one gives a fuck. No one's out here touching down, touching grass with me. Where's the love? Where's the security? Where's the love? Where's the love? That's me doing Jay-Z right there. That's not Bob Marley. Let's just get that. Where's the love? Where's the love? If you know Jay-Z's voice, you'd understand. It's almost, I was just doing this guy, man. Christopher Walken-ish. Hey. Wow. A lot of action. Shout out to my guy, Matic. Problematic. He's a huge Christopher Walken, what do you call that? you know. Does the rendition, you know what I'm saying? Impressionist. He loves that Christopher Walken impression. Wow, forget about it. Does your mother sew? Get her to sew that. You know, a little something for you, know? It's always in there. Fuck them, I say. And fuck them and they fuck us. So State of the Union. Let's get a little update on the State of the Union. You know, it's everything. Everybody's talking about it. What happened? Things are going up. Things are going down. Joe Biden stood up for an hour, hour and a half, did his thing, never fumbled. Did he take a drug? Did he take a steroid? I mean, is there a drug that make you more cognitive? I mean, everyone's got a conspiracy now. Let's just fucking relax. He's still an old man. People are counting somebody's cough. Come on now. I smoke a lot of chronic. I cough when I talk. What are we talking about? We're counting coughs. This is what we've... That's how we're judging people now. Listen, two old Grant geezers are running for president. Y'all fucking fucked this up. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? You can't complain about one if you can't complain about the... If you complain about the other, you can't have it two ways. They're both trash. They're both useless. They're both Grant... Like, geezers, man. Let's get these motherfuckers out of here. Anyone with gray hair, you can't be a politician. Why are old people running the country? Maybe that's a problem. Maybe that should give you a sign, because that's the way the world is. That's the way the world is, okay? This thing has been run like this since the beginning, the dawn. It's always old people. It's always people with control that don't want to give it the fuck up. They don't mind fucking anybody over if it doesn't affect them. They don't think they can get away with anything. Enough money, you can do whatever you want to do. And it's about holding on to that power. There could be a mystery clan that's running this shit. The Triads, the Yakuza, Horny Grove, whatever the fuck it is. What's going on? Alex Jones is out there. Joe Rogan talking about it. Maybe Dana White's out there now. But the problem is, no one does anything. There's the State of the Union is we're all fucked. We're fucked. Either way, we're getting some old fuck that possibly could die. And who's next in line? Who knows? So what are we complaining about? Nobody cares about doing anything. You just want to complain about it. That's all these people ever do is complain about things and never, you know, I heard a crazy fact. Actually, Chris Cuomo was on the Pet Ben David podcast live with Candace Owens. I took that a good listen today. And if you don't know those people, it's Inside Baseball. And, you know, it's a political thing. I just had to hear what these people were talking about. Because you can't talk about these things unless you hear what these other idiots are talking about. Because you gotta know that the bullshit the government's spreading is the same shit these pundits are spreading. They're all owned by the same fucking people. So I tune into it. But Chris Cuomo had a great stat. Didn't double check this, but didn't seem like these right wingers were up to challenge his stat on this because it's probably correct. It's like 12%, only like 12 to 20% of Americans are happy with the job that Congress is doing, but they have a 96% reelection rate. So that tells you that that change isn't happening. There's no new blood. These people are just getting reelected because they have the ability to do that. So good luck with whatever you care about getting fixed, your life getting easier, your wallet's getting lighter or heavier, I should say. It's a big scam. We're all just little pieces of the pond. Unless you're listening to the podcast, Mr. President, congratulations. But you know, unless you're tapped into it, You're just a fish getting swam by or probably eaten up on the way to the top. You know, shit trickles downhill. Always has. Well, I guess it floats if there's water. Guess it all depends on the density of that log. That's all we are. Just a log float. A shit a log floating in the cesspool sewer of life, man. Don't worry about it. Don't tap into it like it's so goddamn real, folks. Don't tap into it like it's so goddamn real. We're just living in a fabrication of whatever we think it is, you know? Some people use rope for a noose. Some people use it to jerk off. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have a lot of methods in life that maybe we agree with, maybe we don't. But that's the beauty of it. We're just part of nature. We're just an evolutionary cul-de-sac that, you know, someday never knew we existed. Just leave a little plastic behind, some of that nice bubble wrap. There'll be a fucking the bubble wrap will be cemented in some dirt hole one day while they're digging for a treasure they heard about near the Lincoln Monument or something. You never know what these people are. You know, capable of when it gets down to the nitty gritty. When people have a urge to do something, a revolution could take place. But revolutions don't take place when you got a laptop, you got a cell phone, you got Netflix, you got your PS5, you got your Xbox. Revolutions don't take place when people go to McDonald's or Burger King or Chick-fil-A or whatever that fucking, what's that fucking place called? That fresh Mexican food, Chipotle. Don't have Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Honeydew, Tim Hortons. You know, can't go out to Grazer's, Waterworks, EB Strong's. You know, when the conveniences of life don't really affect you that bad, but you love to bitch about it, revolution doesn't take place then. Revolution's an idea. Or something you heard once when someone was really living in a fucked up world. But, I mean, we got the time and we got the hours in a day to watch, listen, and complain about all the things that are fucked up but don't want to do anything about or hold anybody responsible to do anything about it. You know, I just read a quick little blurb in December that a local waste company in my area dumped a bunch of fucking leachate chemical that's supposed to help break down a certain kind of substance that doesn't biodegrade properly or doesn't degrade at all. But they dumped this in a mass amount but never told anybody until, well, what is it, March? This story's been buried as long as I've been off the podcast, folks. And nothing's going to happen. Because you know what? Who else are they going to get to carry shit around this town? You know what I'm saying? Who else is going to pick up the garbage? I'm not. You're not. He's not. She's not. They not. Himmer is not, you know? Whatever they is. But that's the world we live in. But it's so good to be back, you know? I've been house sitting for 3 weeks straight now. Back to it. Had some beautiful little foods. Beautiful little dishes. Some hot ramen. Some nice birria. Empanadas. Just made a lasagna one night. Whew. There's nothing wrong with having a lasagna sitting in the fridge for a couple days and, you know, nice little lunchtime meal. Get you started. Get that carb in you. Get that nice cheese. That nice sausage and meat. Get that noodle. Gotta love the noodle. You gotta make that sauce, too. You gotta just do it right, you know. Roast some garlic. Put it in everything. Roasted garlic and everything, I say, my friend. Well, it's been 30 minutes of me bitching and complaining about shit that doesn't matter, but I'll tell you one thing. It's good to be back. I love Friday nights. I'm about to watch some basketball, win some goddamn money, pay them bills, get it right. But remember, at the end of the day, be cool, motherfuckers.